Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Badass Unscripted. Hope you're having a great week. Listen, if you enjoy having daily inspiration, something to help you get aligned for the week, for the day, why not sign up for my newsletter? You can go to badassagile.com, sign yourself up. I promise not to abuse the privilege. I don't really send a lot of marketing junk. What I do send is advanced previews of the pages from my book called Field Notes for the Agile Leader, which is basically short daily inspirations. And then once a week, you get a video delivered right to your inbox, and it's only for subscribers, which is 5 minutes of wisdom and ideas and thoughts to keep you surrounded with inspiration. Listen, this is so important because I think we don't have time to sit down and do book learning or course learning. We owe it to ourselves to continuously surround ourselves with new, good information, but especially to have the fundamentals repeated to us so that it's constantly front of mind. And that kind of immersion really helps us bring those practices and mindsets to life. And that investment of a couple of minutes a week can really make a big change in your game. That's how I learned. So I hope it's helpful to you. All right, listen, I've had a challenging week. I get them from time to time as well. And of course, as usual, it's around the resistance, right? It's around the mindset and the attitude that, well, I mean, this is great, but you don't understand how things work here. And I get that at every single client I go to. So at this point, I'm not frustrated by it. I'm expecting it. It's perfectly natural for all the reasons we've been talking about lately, reasons around fear. And while I'd love it if every new job that I jumped on, everyone was willing and everyone was enthusiastic and ready to make the change, the reality is it's just not like that. So it's unfair and unwise to expect it. The reality is what we teach, I think it's sometimes it's misunderstood because it's framed up as a process or a framework that people sense that they're being taught a new way of working, a new way of living, and that it's going to change their fundamental beliefs and their daily work. Here's the way I look at it. What I teach is survival. I've said it a million times. If we don't adopt agility, in a vacuum, there's nothing wrong with that. But in the real world where all of your competitors are adopting agility, they're just better at delivering things to market sooner. If you walk into your workplace tomorrow, pick one service that they offer, even internally. Something that's slow. Imagine, just for fun, that it's setting up a new recruit with their laptop. Let's say it takes a week. If you find a way to go in there and do it in 2 hours, people are going to find you. They're not going to care about the fact that the established incumbent IT department is already there waiting to serve you. What they care about is the fact that you get results quicker. And you as a customer out there in the marketplace, you buy things based on what's available, what is quality that you like, that you appreciate, that you value. And that's how you make your buying choices. So if anyone is able to do it better than you are, the chances are good you're going to lose. Now, in some previous episodes, I've been talking about drowning the fear, which means if you have a reason for doing something that's big enough and powerful enough, it drowns out the force and the influence of the things that frighten you or hold you back. Well, here's the thing. If my clients don't see it as a survival skill, then is their fear more powerful than my will? Well, I think the truth is, as long as I believe that I'm teaching people a survival skill, at least it keeps me in the game. It stops me from quitting and buying into the mythology that, yeah, we can't do this here. Yeah, this isn't possible. Yeah, this is too hard. So if nothing else, take that with you this week. If you're encountering resistance, if you're being told we can't go any faster, we can't do this any differently, hold close to your heart and in your mind that your job is to teach these people how to survive, even if they can't see it yet. Look, the first stage of any kind of trauma is denial. Your customers probably don't feel like they're at risk because the risk is not imminent. If I told you that in 6 months, because of the way we're performing today, we're going to lay off 60% of the workforce, do you think that people could change then? Of course they could. Their mindsets could shift in an instant. But because that reason is not there, it's not real, there's no impetus to move. And of course, we don't want to move them with carrots and sticks, do we? We don't want to say, change this or you're doomed. It's a wrong reason to motivate people, and it stresses them out. It's the wrong approach. But bonus points to you, if you're willing to do this with your client, ask them to sit down and say, let me ask you a question. Why am I here? Why did you bring me in to do agile work for you? And they'll give you some reason. They say, well, you know we need to do it, or we know it's becoming industry standard, blah, blah, blah. And go one deeper and then say, what happens if we don't change? The same way you would ask somebody who's got an unhealthy life practice. What could happen if you don't change their ways? They'll start thinking about, well, I won't be there to see my children graduate or get married. I won't live a long and healthy life. I'll spend the best years of my life in a hospital, unable to stand on my own. I'll lose my freedom. I'll lose my mobility. If you can get people to picture what a future looks like, if they don't act today, you may be able to get them to find that compelling reason to understand that what we're teaching is in fact a survival skill. So that's a valuable question you can try asking your clients. Why am I here? Why do you want agile? Then ask them, what will that do for you? How will I make the world better? If I'm successful, what kinds of things can you have or do that you couldn't have or do before? And then the ominous question is, if we don't do this, what could happen? And force them down the dark hallway of picturing the worst case scenario. Let them sit with that. See if it moves them. It won't move everybody. Not everyone will own it and bring that close to themselves and feel accountable for those outcomes. But with some people, it absolutely will. Give it a try. Guys, thank you for being true believers. It's a real pleasure to have you here. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. I love you all. I'll see you next time. And until then, stay badass.